What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Patrick in England. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. I was just thinking, you were mentioning the MP, David Gawke. It's funny because that subject was being talked about on local chat show radio this morning, and the absurdity of, you know, of different situations. You know, you've got someone coming to do your gardening, and you pay by credit card or check. But we had people phoning in, people like plumbers, and he's saying, look, if I take a check from this customer, you see that over here in the UK, it's much more relaxed. You know, someone can dishonor a check, and you can't do anything about it. Over in the US, it's a criminal matter, and they can be pursued. But over here, you have to wait for a check to clear. And the plumbers are saying, look, if a guy pays me cash, I could still put it through my books, but I've got the money straight away. I can use it to go and get the parts for the job, you know, the building. He's building a construction. Mm-hmm. They've got to go to the builder's merchant. They've got the money straight away. Insisting it all goes, you know, through the banks and credit cards and whatever. It's just absurd. Mr. Gawke was being talked about, I assume, probably up and down the country this morning at local chat radio, of his absurd remarks coming at a time when the appetite for bankers are at the lowest possible ebb. So it's just absurd, yes. Yeah.
It absolutely was absurd. I mean, you know, in addition to basically, you know, giving the bankers yet another stream of revenue without the permission of the people, it's all about the fact that tradesmen who are paid, you know, small fees for small services, there's no way for the government to know if they're reporting all their income. And this is just about trying to guarantee that the government will know how much money you're making, because they will have access to your bank transactions. I know here in the United States, the big push is on for this little credit card reader that goes right on your smartphone, and you can accept credit cards for all your payments. And at this particular point, you know, the bankers, the sentiment of the bankers is the same thing. We want to get away from the bankers. We want to pull back. We want to go to a cash-only society where we know what money we've got, we know it's going to hold its value, and we can choose to spend it wherever we want, and nobody's looking over our shoulder. You know, and it's like I was commenting when we were in Cincinnati the other week. I mean, when USA Airways literally had people stepping in front of you as you're trying to make your flight, and they're saying, do you want to sign up for a credit card? We'll give you a free round trip anywhere and everything. At the moment you use the credit, and they're literally blocking you. And I'm like, say, I'm late, you know, your flight in from Detroit was late. I need to get on my next plane. Can you get out of my way? And they're saying, just take this and fill it in. You know, and it's a panic to try and get people back into the banks. I hate the bankers at this point. I'm trying to find out some way that we can live our life without the bankers, because life was a lot simpler without the bankers and all the paperwork and the forms, this and whatnot. And, you know, it's like the same thing I tell to the Entertainment Corporation about all their digital rights management and Blu-ray and the rest of this thing. If you want us to use your system, you have to make it easy for us to go along with. But if you demand that we do this and that, and then you just load it up with all kinds of gratuitous paperwork, you know, we're going to rebel against that, because our lives have more value than to be free, unpaid clerical help for the banking system.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing, obviously, the government obviously fears us, you know, developing our own sort of barter system, you know, as well in the future. And, of course, the absurdity of having taxi drivers and things that, you know, are a total cash business, you know, obviously requiring them no longer to take cash. Oh, we've got to have a record of that transaction that you paid for. And what our IRS over here have got, or in the Revenue and Customs, they've got to, they have a model for every type of business, and they work out, we know roughly how much your sort of business makes, and therefore how much you must have coming through your books roughly, and therefore we know how much to tax you from, and you prove that you haven't, otherwise we're self-assess you on that amount and tax you on it, and it's up to you to prove that you didn't take that, because we think that you did.
It's a return to the Napoleonic Code. You're guilty until you can prove you're innocent. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to grab another phone call. Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? Hey, I had a friend ask me the other day about LIBOR, and I realized I could not concisely explain to him the effect on the American people. I understand, you know, the manipulating markets always ends up hurting the little guy, but I realized I could not explain it. Well, can you concisely explain the effect of LIBOR on the American citizen?
Okay, LIBOR, the London Interbank Overnight Rate, was an agreed-to benchmark on what it costs to borrow money from one bank to the next. And the a lot of these variable rate instruments, whether they're credit cards, mortgages, money market funds, mutual funds, all the rest of it, their rates of interest, rates of return, were geared to the LIBOR. And so by rigging the LIBOR lower, the banks were saving themselves from having to pay money in interest for the money that they're having to borrow back and forth to balance their books every night. Because it's this giant network of constant shuffling the money around trying to keep things under control. Now, for people with a variable rate mortgage and for credit cards, assuming that the drop in the LIBOR was percolated downward to lower their interest rates. And by the way, I can't confirm that that ever actually happened anyway. In theory, this lowered their payments as well, but we haven't found it. The real problem is that for individuals and institutions, city governments that were investing their money in investments that were tied to the LIBOR, they got clobbered. They weren't getting back the money they should have gotten if the LIBOR had been allowed to float where it was actually supposed to be. And this meant cities, you know, had to not hire more firefighters, not buy new firefighting equipment, not buy new materials for their schools, because, you know, the tax revenues come in at the beginning of the year, and what is not spent immediately is invested to try and maximize the return and the budget of these city and state governments. And so they got hammered. And regardless of who got hurt and who benefited from it, this is illegal activity. And it basically it reminds the entire world that the financial system, the money junkies, know no law other than their addiction.
So it boils down to the investment capital did not get its return that it should have.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because I was trying to reason through. Okay, well, they save money on this is just overnight lending rates, and how that could be detrimental. But I can understand on a governmental level or investment level, where
yeah, your 401k got hit. Your 401k got hit. Okay.
So they didn't have to pay out as much as they should have.
That's exactly right. It was not done for the benefit of any of the people. It was just done for their own benefit. It's basically bordering on the same scam that Papandreou and Goldman Sachs pulled with Greece, trying to make their books look better for regulators and stockholders. And it was very underhanded, and it's illegal. There's a reason this stuff is illegal, and that's the reason it's a huge scandal.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Mike in Missouri. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, you know that quote that Henry Ford said, if everybody found out how we ran our monetary system, there'd be riots in the streets by morning?
Yes.
Well, I think if everybody listened to your show for a couple of hours, there'd be riots in the streets by morning. If everybody in the United States listened to you. Just one day, please.
I got the cameras ready when it happens. I got the cameras ready when it happens. I take all kinds of pictures and make a web page.
Well, anyway, I was going to ask you, have you heard of it's called CAFRs, short for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report?
Yeah, I've seen that floating around the net for a while, and it was basically put out at the same time as somebody was trying to put out the so-called NESARA, the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. These are wonderful little fantasies to say the money's there, just have faith and it'll all work out. And the reality is that the comprehensive annual financial reports, they've got a lot of big numbers in them, but those are all non-convertible assets. It doesn't represent the liquidity with which state and government can actually, you know, pay their bills and run things, unless they start simply liquidating things. You know, the numbers in the CAFR reports basically represent the wealth of the people, not the wealth of the government. And government doesn't have a right to sell off the property of the people to pay their bills. They're doing it anyway because nobody will stop them. But, you know, this idea of the CAFR, it's an interesting academic exercise, but it's not really relevant to the cash to and fro the central bank.
Okay, you know, it made it sound like that each city or state or even school districts had investments that they weren't, you know, had two sets of books, and I mean, they made it sound pretty plausible. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, they made NESARA sound plausible, and again, I think it's a useless distraction. We need to get back to that fundamental issue that we are all being destroyed. Every nation with a private central bank is trillions in debt. And that simply doesn't make any sense, because if you're just loaning money back and forth, you know, there should be as much wealth as there is debt, and there isn't. The system is designed to produce more debt than wealth, to keep us slaves to debt, to rule us with that debt. It's another scam. It is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. We have, as a civilization, evolved to recognize that rule by divine right is a lie, and rule by chattel ownership of your person is a lie. And we need to understand that rule by compound interest is also equally a lie, and it's time for it to go away.
Amen, brother. Well, thank you. I was just hoping that the cavernous thing was really true.
Nah, so. it's a pleasant fantasy, and it's a distraction. It's just one more thing they put out there to get people to argue over this stuff over here and wander away from the main issue. It's like how they're still trying to use the Colorado shooting to distract everybody from LIBOR and this obvious propaganda push to get the war really cranked up in Syria and Iran, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
All right. Stephanie Pomboy, founder of the Macro Mavens, is basically saying she predicts the end of all fiat money systems within 5 years. I don't think it'll last that long. I think people are going to probably by the end of the year, as things really start to come apart with this whole reserve banking system of simply creating money out of thin air to loan to people in exchange for their pledge for slave labor for the next 30, 40 years. People are going to say that's not a system that works for the people. We need to go back to a system that works for the people. When the American Revolution fought a revolution against private central banking, the Bank of England, they set up a banking system that resulted in the highest standard of living for the ordinary people in the entire world. And, of course, the bankers hate that. The bankers can't stand the idea of a high standard of living for ordinary people because it gets in the way of them feeling that their lifestyles are so exalted. You know, their palaces look that much grander to the money junkies if they look around and see everybody else living in slums. Because wealth is a relative thing. If everybody's living in a palace, then the money junkies living in their palace says, I'm just like everybody else and I can't have that. It's not enough for a money junkie to succeed. They must see everybody else fail. That's why they created a banking system to plunge working people into unpayable debt, while accruing fantastic amounts of wealth to themselves. Going back to that chart about median income in the United States of America and how we're below all these other countries, but we still have most of the world's billionaires. That's how great the wealth disparity is, and now we're finding out that they're stashing their money in all these tax-free havens, $21 trillion around the world in tax-free places. Mitt Romney apparently is one of them. The wealth disparity in the United States of America is far greater than was the case in Egypt at the time of their revolution here. Anyway, getting back to Europe, I mean, the panic is definitely setting in over there. And they're realizing they can't kick the can any further down the road. It's time to smash the can. Because that way we stop paying attention to all the marbles inside. Mixing my metaphors there. Down in Argentina, things are so bad. They're holding a raffle to see which of the town's employees are going to get their paychecks. 23 of the employees of this town's 92 employees, 23 of them got paid. Going to come to a town near you, a lottery to see if you actually get to eat this week or pay your rent. We are all the victims of money addicts. We can see how they are destroying the world around them with their addiction, just like a heroin addict or a cocaine addict or a meth addict. It's time for an intervention. It's time for an intervention for the good of human society. We need to deal with the money junkies. Meanwhile, Israel's out there screaming about trying to start a war with anybody. They're saying Israel's going to go to war if Hezbollah gets chemical weapons. Now, Israel has weapons of mass destruction. Israel has chemical weapons. Israel has biological weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. Do you know the principle of the justification for having weapons of mass destruction is as a deterrent? And so what Israel is saying is we don't want Lebanon to be able to hold off an Israeli attack. We don't want Syria to be able to hold off an Israeli attack. We don't want Iran to be able to hold off an Israeli attack. That's what they're saying when they're screaming about weapons of mass destruction in all these other countries. I think it's a good idea that Iran has nuclear weapons. They don't, they should get them. Because that's going to calm everybody down. Because the lesson of Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen and all these other countries the United States has already invaded is if you don't have weapons of mass destruction, you will be invaded. So Israel's really pushing as hard as they can for war. I'm expecting another big bang to be blamed on, well, everybody's any moment. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
As As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the we're talking about how Israel is screaming they're going to go to war if Hezbollah gets chemical weapons. The real problem with that is Israel can just say whatever it wants and launch an attack. Remember, what they really want in Lebanon is that Litani River. They want the water. And along the way, they're going to bomb every Lebanese company that is a competitor in exports with Israel, because that's what they did the last time. So they're out there, you know, Israel's looking at their Ouija board saying, yes, they have chemical weapons now. I mean, look at the situation in Bulgaria, where the Bulgarian government and investigators are saying, we don't know who this is. We think it was a drug smuggler who got tricked into smuggling a bomb, thought he was carrying drugs. And Israel's out there saying, it's Iran, it's Iran. We know it's Iran. We know. We don't. To heck with facts and truth. We know. We believe. Say hallelujah. We believe it's Iran out there. And so they can say exactly the same thing about Hezbollah having chemical weapons and launch an attack and say, well, we meant well. We were convinced they had the bad things. Same thing we got with Iraq. There is no automatic reason why a country should not be allowed to have weapons of mass destruction as a deterrent to being invaded. That's the whole point of them. And for all this talk about nuclear this and nuclear that and all the rest of it, I'd like to remind everybody listening to this show that in all of history of planet Earth, one and only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. And that is, of course, the United States of America. Now, the situation in Syria is deteriorating. They're trying to call it a full-scale civil war. It isn't. It's a covert invasion. The people that the Syrian government are capturing and killing are identified as coming from outside the country. They're mercenaries. It's an overthrow. It's not a civil war. It's not a revolution. The U.S. government is trying to hijack the concept of the Arab Spring as a justification to overthrow governments it does not like. They tried to do it in Iran 2 years ago. Tried to overthrow the democratically elected government like they did back in 1953 and say, oh, it's a popular uprising. It's a popular revolution. Really, we've got eight people standing here with flags of the Shah saying they want the old system back. So Russia and China are checkmating the United States at the United Nations, which means that any military action in Syria will be seen simply as U.S. unilateral aggression. What will Russia do in that event? They've already made it very, very clear. They're drawing the line. They've allowed the U.S. to gobble up a few countries to placate Israel, and they're saying enough is enough. Like Neville Chamberlain, they're realizing appeasement is not going to work. We will not have peace in our time. Putin is warning that an incursion into Syria is going to provoke an Afghan-type war. And what they're talking about is not the war that's in Afghanistan right now, but the one the Soviet Union fought in Afghanistan, where we had U.S. covert support of the Mujahideen, including a very young Osama bin Laden, to basically defeat the Soviets. And what Putin is saying is Russia will support the Syrian government in the same way that Charlie Wilson was covertly supporting the Mujahideen against the Soviet Union. Now, I know the popular history that we get is the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan for no reason at all. Actually, no, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan because they caught the U.S. in an attempt to overthrow Afghanistan's government. So Putin is basically saying he will turn Syria into the new Afghanistan and he will let it grind up the United States of America the way Afghanistan ground up the Soviet Union. It doesn't get any clearer than that. The war will drag on forever. It will bankrupt the United States. It will destroy the United States' sense of moral rightness, not that we have any left. And it will kill a lot of our kids. And I think that's a good reason to just call this off right now. We're going to grab a phone call real quick. Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. You mentioned a moment earlier about the Litani River in Lebanon, that it something what's very precious, would be very precious for Israel, you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
And, it came to my mind last year about the invasion there in Libya and the destruction of all the development projects and the project about green the desert. If Gaddafi would have succeeded with it, I think Libya would have become a fierce competitor for Israel in the production of citrus food.
Absolutely, that was true. And by the way, that water work was pretty much completed, and I don't think it suffered more than token damage, because that's one of the big prizes of the conquest of Libya, is getting that irrigation system. I mean, it's just an absolutely magnificent piece of civil engineering, and it was going to turn Libya into this new green agricultural exporting nation. And you're right, it would have been a direct business competitor in exports with Israel, and that is another reason they went in and just took over the place. That, of course, and the gold dinar, which was a direct threat to the U.S. dollar.
So many other things have come into play, but this I never heard that mentioned.
We mentioned it on our show back when Gaddafi got murdered. We got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I always listen to your program. Hey,
thank you very
much. I got some comments on Spain.
Yes.
This is going to blow up big time. It's going to hurt us. And one of the things that I have found out is, you know, I speak Spanish, so I get into their into the newspapers, the online newspapers. I don't read the articles. I just read the comments of the people, you know.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, the corruption in Spain is big time. This guy,
well,
Soros,
I mean,
and
I, all governments are corrupt, and especially they've been corrupted by the money. Look how corrupted the U.S. is right now.
Yeah, but I think this guys are teaching us a lesson.
Well, I'll tell you,
we'll
let the Olympic judges hand out the medals for government corruption. But and at this point, listen, I don't want to argue over who is more corrupt. You know, whose government is more corrupt than whose? They're all corrupt. Let's deal with it en masse. And arguing over whose neck deserves the tallest tree and the shortest rope is rather pointless. Yeah, Spain's government is corrupt. Italy's government is corrupt. Greece's government is corrupt. Germany's government is corrupt. The American government is corrupt. Canada's government is corrupt. They're all corrupt. They've all been corrupted by the money junkies.
Oh, yeah.
We have to deal with all of them.
Yeah,
and picking and choosing doesn't really matter.
This guy's organized. The way they they're organized. They have like municipalities. They call it autonomous, 17 of them. They're all broke, basically. So here you got a case of municipalities broke asking a central government of Spain that is also broke for money. This is brilliant. This is crazy. I mean, I don't know how that is going to work.
Of course it's crazy. Of course it's crazy. Well, basically when they're asking for money, they're asking for another loan. That's what all of the member states of the European Union are doing. Greece wants another loan. Spain wants another loan. The problem is that nobody wants to loan any more money because none of these countries can pay the debts they already have. And that is, of course, the end of this Ponzi scheme, this pyramid scheme called private central banking. Sooner or later, it must collapse. And
I don't think these guys can make it because it is going to collapse. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
They can't make it. There's no way to make a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest last forever. It is a system that, by design, is doomed to collapse.
And
the people who start the... Okay.
On top of that, Mike, one of the things that I learned from the people in the comments is that when Spain went into the European Union, they forced Spain, apparently, I got to double-check this, to get rid of a lot of the industries, like shipbuilding, because they were going to be in competition with Germany. So they had to get rid of all that, and they got paid for it. And, of course, that money is gone. They stole it. Probably they stole it all. On top of that, they were given some free trade with Latin America. It's like kings of Europe controlling the commerce. They were giving Spain like the free trade with Latin America. This is crazy. If I were a Latin American country, I'll sue the heck out of them.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, and it's not just in Spain. Every time one of these, you know, private banks come in to do another bailout, they will have on it conditions, usually austerity, and they will say, yeah, you have to shut down this industry or this export or whatever because you're competing with another business we have someplace else. And it's part of this whole idea that they wanted one part of the world to do all the food growing and another part of the world to do all the manufacturing because that way they could sit astride the lines of transportation of all goods and services and just get a piece of the action that way. But
that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
No, of course it's not.
This is going to
collapse.
Happening is we're going to get hurt in this one because the whole European is a Ponzi scheme.
We're already being hurt.
Yeah.
We're already being hurt.
Yeah.
You know, all around the world, we're already being hurt in service to this trying to perpetuate this failed model one step further. Excuse me. Wow, that one caught me by surprise. Anyway, didn't quite get to the volume switch before that one let go. All right, anyway, Rick, we got to let you go here, but you're absolutely right. Every time one of these big private central banks comes in and offers you another loan, there are always conditions on it. Make your laws more favorable to corporations. And by the way, there's nothing new with this because back during the 1950s and 1960s, the U.S. government would go to places like Bank of America and encourage them to make loans to various South American governments. And then the U.S. CIA would go in and like sabotage crops inside these countries so the governments could never pay the money back. And then once they were on that debt hook, they would use that debt to influence the government in a pro-American way. And this is why there were so many revolutions down there and why they hated the ugly Americans. It was basically using banking as an instrument of foreign policy, and there's nothing new with that. That's been going on for a very, very, very long time. All righty, moving right along here. Getting back to the story about Russia drawing a line in the sand, or in this case, a line in the ocean, apparently Russia has announced they're going to increase their submarine patrols off the coasts of the United States of America. This is a warning sign. Do not escalate the wars any longer. Russian Navy Commander Admiral Vladimir Vyosky said Friday, this is in response to the threat posed by the United States of America, which has adopted a preemptive war strategy and is considered by Russian military and intelligence officials as the single largest military threat to Russia and world peace. Now, the Russians understand what this preemptive war strategy means, because they understand that's what Hitler justified his invasion of Poland and eventually Russia with. We have to attack them before they attack us. And the Russians paid a very hideous price by not stopping that policy when they had the chance. And they're not going to repeat that mistake. And Russia is correct. Right now, the American war policy is the biggest threat to world peace for a very, very simple reason. Every time the U.S. government and the banking system gets into a financial mess of their own creation, they try and get out of it, or at least distract from it, with a world war. Crash of 1907, let's get into World War One. Crash of 1929, let's get into World War Two. Crash of 2008, how many nations have we invaded on how many continents? And look how hard they're trying to escalate into Syria and Iran. They're going to wipe the red ink off the balance sheet with the red blood of our children, because it's worked before. Except this time we know that's what they're doing. We know that's what they're doing. We're at risk of war with Russia. And those guys really do have nuclear weapons of mass destruction. And they really do have the rockets to hoist them over to this side of the planet. And I got a little, you know, bit of news for all those guys out there working on that giant radar that's still floating in Honolulu Harbor. It's not going to work. Because the entire U.S. anti-ballistic missile system defense is based on the word ballistic. In other words, once that warhead is launched into an arc, it follows this nice little ballistic trajectory until it hits its target. Well, the new Russian warheads are maneuverable. So you cannot predict where they're going to be by the time your interceptor gets up there. U.S. is spending billions of dollars defending against the last missile that was a threat. They don't know how to deal with the new one. They can't even get this thing down here working. Huge amount of money poured into that floating radar system. They still can't get it to work. Over in Syria, there's been another assassination attempt against a scientist. They're blaming it on the armed rebels. Of course, we know who else in that part of the world likes to kill off the scientists in other countries so they can go on bragging that they are the scientific leaders of the world. Now, the most alarming development, though, is the Syrian government has put out a warning. There is a TV channel on a satellite over the Middle East that is pretending to be official Syrian government news. And it's broadcast. It's copied all the logos, copied all the symbols and the official seals. They're trying very hard to look like official Syrian government TV, but it's putting out propaganda that Assad is getting ready to leave, that his wife has fled the country, that the rebels, the heroic rebels, are seizing territory left and right, and it's all complete fraud. We live in a world where 90% of the human population thinks that TV screen is the real world, and it isn't. It's theater. And so the Syrian government is warning that this bogus channel, somebody, they don't know who yet, but ask yourself, who's got the technology to do this? To hijack a channel forget about hijacked. You know, works for a government that can go to a satellite company and say, we need to borrow this channel for the next couple of weeks. And put up a completely fraudulent, bogus TV channel pretending to be the spokesperson of the government. Interestingly enough, over at the New York Times, a New York Times reporter openly admitted in an article that every corporate news organization in America allows the U.S. government and campaign officials to censor their stories. Every major news organization in the country has agreed to submit virtually all quotes from anybody involved in the Obama campaign or the Romney campaign to the official campaign gatekeepers for quote approval before publication. So in other words, if you see a quote from a candidate in the corporate media, it's cleared for publication. They're not going to catch somebody saying something really stupid or self-incriminating. It won't be published. Yes, we got Romney, you know, laughing about how many people he put out of work. Is that approved for publication? Heck no. All right, we'll spike it. Not a problem. Remember when the corporate media liked to pretend they were watchdogs on government abuse? Uh-uh. Not anymore. A little reminder, though, for those of you who are wondering about that. There are no censors here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. There are no gatekeepers at whatreallyhappened.com, which I guess is why you're coming on over here, because we've got a bigger audience than Anderson Cooper right now. But the New York Times is basically admitting, yeah, we're letting the government and the candidates tell us what to write and what not to write. We already know Israel pays the prostitutes to report the news in a way that biases Israel. The U.S. Senate discovered that 25 years ago and then classified the report so that you wouldn't find out. Who was that guy on CNN the other day saying, don't be nosy, we'll tell you what you need to know. Really, 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 really bad here. All righty, let's see. People are starting to wonder if there's going to be another Downing Street memo recurring on Iran. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, during the run-up to the war with Iraq and all the talk about weapons of mass destruction and all the, you know, Iraq will attack us in 45 minutes warning and wipe out half the people in Great Britain and all this other stuff going on, a memo was leaked, Downing Street memo, that was the minutes of a meeting with the Tony Blair government, which basically said that, yeah, there wasn't really anything to all of this stuff about weapons of mass destruction and Al-Qaeda and 9/11. The decision had been made to invade Iraq primarily to capture the oil fields, which didn't work out, I might add. And the propaganda was being fixed around that agenda. Well, it's obvious we're seeing exactly the same thing about Syria and Iran. And so everybody's saying, is there going to be a leakage of a policy paper saying, yeah, we've got to invade Iran because of, well, Israel wants us to. And how do we trick? How do we lie the people into going along with it? How do we catapult the propaganda forward, the way Bush would say? And so we're seeing this unending campaign by Israel and America to demonize Iran. They're still waving around that claim that Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the map. And he never said that. It's been discredited time and time again. But hey, a good piece of propaganda, they'll use it anyway, even if it's discredited. Israel's still waving around that the Bulgarian bus bombing had to be Iran, even though Bulgaria is saying, no, we don't know who did it. We know that the guy carrying the bomb may have been a patsy, a sucker. It's all propaganda. It's all to sell salesmanship, trying to sell you another war. And if they can't propagandize you into it, there'll be a false flag attack. And I think we're at that stage where there's a very real possibility. And the only way we will keep them from having that false flag attack, from carrying it out, is to make them doubt that they'll be believed. That's why it's important that we keep talking about that. That's why we keep sending the message. If there's a big bang at the Olympics or the Republican or Democratic convention, if there's a big bang anywhere in the world, our first assumption is going to be it's the CIA and the Mossad. And we keep putting that message out there so that the people who've got their fingers on that trigger are going to say, this is really dicey. You know, we could blow up the Golden Gate Bridge and blame Iran, but they're not going to believe us. They're going to think that we did it to blame Iran. And if we can get them to doubt, doubt is our most potent weapon against a new false flag attack. If we can get them to doubt, they will call it off. That's why it's important to keep talking about this stuff. We're going to grab a phone call. Terrell in Oakland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Love your show. Thanks a lot for your work.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to touch on a topic that you had just mentioned about the Syrian state news agency. It's called SANA. And their website is Sana, S-A-N-A dot S-Y. And this website is now blocked from inside the U.S. I tried to access it yesterday and the day before from multiple computers in my house, from my iPhone, different websites, everything. Didn't work at all. And also Press TV's live stream was hijacked as well. And all their live streams and all different video resolution were completely blank.
That's a red warning sign because... In the weeks before 9/11, the FBI was going around the United States shutting down the websites of Muslim charities. Mm-hmm. And we're getting reports from around the world that somebody is tinkering with the DNS lookup tables to block my website as well. And
Right. I've seen some problems on your website from time to time here and there. And I figured that these were probably JDL, you know, ADL, I mean, kind of attacks coming at you. But this really kind of worries me because I remember in the lead up to the war with Libya, right, the first thing they did was to attack Gaddafi's press outlets so that the real reporting on the ground couldn't get out. And so, you know, I'm worried that we'll, a week from now, get these filtered versions about massacres, again in Syria, blamed on the Assad regime, when of course we know it's the rebels who are financed by Israel. And of course the other Gulf states.
Well, yeah, obviously when they start shutting down and attacking alternative points of view, that's a red warning flag that something really big is about to happen. And again, even with, in the face of doubt that they're going to be believed, I think from the point of view certainly of the U.S. and Israeli governments, they don't have any other options.
Hmm.
You know, they're in a race to escalate this into a truly recognizable global world war, so they can blame all the hardship on that and not have to own up to the fact that the economy was wrecked by the money junkies and corrupt politicians who took their campaign donations and looked the other way. Because if the economy implodes before they get the world war going, the people of the world are going to start hanging bankers, as Tony Blair is so concerned about. And we'll hang the politicians right next to them. But if
Absolutely.
They get this world war going, then they can say, yes, there's hardship, but there's a war on. You've got to stand with our country, right or wrong, and all this other stuff. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Siemens Corporation has issued an update for all of their controller systems, a whole new set of core code, which will render Stuxnet ineffective. It's a little late in the case of places like the power station at Fukushima and all those other factories all across Asia that were wrecked by this thing. And, of course, the possibility is that whoever, well, we know who it is. It was Israel and the U.S. They've admitted it. They put out Stuxnet to wreck the Iranian nuclear power plant. You know, too bad if it melts down and poisons Iran. Not our problem. They'll just issue a new version of the code. We're back in this war between the hackers and computer security people because nobody's got the gonadal tissue to put the hackers into Guantanamo here. The Iranian nuclear facilities have been hit by yet another virus. They're calling this one the AC/DC virus. That basically turns off all automated system operations and then gets all the PCs in there playing Thunderstruck, kind of thumbing their nose at everybody. Hi, we're here. We're still messing around with you. And, of course, the reality is they could very easily, the hackers, the people behind these cyber attacks could very easily destroy a nuclear power plant. And haven't we already had enough of that between Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and Fukushima? And these bozos are risking another one? We really do have monsters living among us. Now, if you live near Three Mile Island or Chernobyl, I know we have audience over there, or if you're living anywhere along the Pacific Rim, you probably from time to time are just wondering, is this the breath that I inhale, a radioisotope particle, and am condemned to a lingering, painful death from cancer? Just, you know, one, there's an invisible killer in the air. It's in your home. It's in your office. It's in your shower. When you're living downwind of one of these nuclear accidents, imagine the fear that you're having to live with every single day. And now we're finding out that there are people in this world who are perfectly willing to do that to Iran to make a political point, to melt down and destroy their nuclear reactor. And, of course, the contamination won't stay in Iran any more than Fukushima stayed in Japan. But we have people in charge of this covert warfare who are absolutely perfectly comfortable with contaminating vast areas of planet Earth with radiation just so they can score a victory on the tally board. Those are the kind of people that we need to protect our future world against. The sociopaths, psychotics, the money junkies, the war hawks, the people who think no price is too great to pay to proclaim victory over our adversaries. I'm going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.